So I think our first case, United States versus Pierce, is that the general understanding? Mr. Haubner?
Yes, Your Honor. Good morning. May it please the court, counsel. Here on behalf of Alberta Pierce, this is an appeal on sentence only. Ms. Pierce pled guilty to one count, mail fraud in the Northern District of Illinois. I'd first like to point out that I did make an error in my brief. I referenced in my brief that the three-year probation sentence was the maximum. That's, of course, not correct. The three-year maximum would have been a supervised release upon release from prison. So that was my error. The correct maximum probation would have been 5 years. There are 2 points on this appeal that I would like
to make. 5 years or 5 years supervised release?
I referenced 3 years probation as the maximum, Your Honor. That was not a correct statement.
Years.
It should have been 5 years would have been the maximum. She was sentenced to three. She was also sentenced to 6 months of home confinement. That was my error. I just wanted
when
to point
you
that
say
out.
5 years probation, do you mean the guidelines maximum or the statutory
correct.
Maximum?
Correct, Your Honor. There's 2 points I'd like to make. First would be procedural, and second would be the substantive reasonableness of the appeal. First, in the procedure, the court made a factual finding that this was aberrant behavior on behalf of Ms. Pierce. In fact, the court said it was obvious aberrant behavior. She was a law-abiding citizen for 60 years. She had no criminal history whatsoever, and this obviously did not fit with her character. The court stated this a couple of times. But I believe the court didn't apply this factor, and this is required under the policy statement 5K220. The court must at least consider these factors. Policy statements require that they must be considered, and I don't believe the court applied this finding to the sentence. There was no mention of it in terms of coming up with the actual sentence. And the six-month home confinement, I would point out, in this case, became a practical maximum sentence. The probation officers there spoke and said that they don't like to go longer than 6 months, aside from exceptional circumstances. The court found a prison sentence was inappropriate in this case based on Ms. Pierce's mental and physical health, and it just would not be a suitable option, so that home confinement really became the only option, and 6 months became the effective maximum, as that was what was practically available to the court per probation.
But she was able to see her health care professionals during that time, though, was she not? During that six-month
correct.
Period?
Correct, Your Honor. She absolutely would have had access to mental and health care during her six-month time period. I was just pointing out that the reasoning for one of the main reasonings the court gave for home confinement was that her mental health and physical health simply would not have allowed for a prison sentence to be
but
a practical alternative.
Recognized the aberrant element. What more is he required to do? I don't understand.
Well, Your Honor, I believe
he weighed it against other factors, which are quite important.
I don't believe he did, Your Honor. In issuing
this is a very light sentence for a theft.
Well, I understand in the grand scheme of things, Your Honor, it is. However,
it's extremely light. I don't understand. How could you say he abused his discretion?
Well, Your Honor, I think this case, in cases of aberrant behavior, the court will often
What do you think? No punishment for aberrant behavior? You get one free crime a lifetime? Is that the idea?
Not at all, Your Honor, not at all. But all I'm saying is that even a mild downward departure would have
Why would you have a downward departure? She stole a lot of money.
Because the court made a clear finding of aberrant behavior, Your Honor.
I know, and then it weighed it against need for deterrence and other factors that are part of the 355-3A. So,
Your Honor, in terms of mitigation, the court found that the risk of recidivism was extremely low.
Yeah, and gave her a low sentence.
Well, Your Honor, I don't believe it was a low sentence. I mean, the court.
You're asking us to resentence her. You have not identified any error that the district judge made.
Well, Your Honor, I believe in the case I cited, the Bowie case, shows this was a person, this was aberrant behavior.
And therefore she got a very light sentence.
Well, Your Honor, what I'm saying is I don't believe it was a very light sentence under the circumstances.
So, but when you compare it to what she could have gotten, I mean, to me, he took into account her medical and physical situation. That's why he did home detention. In light of the amount that was stolen, I mean, he could have given her jail time. But I don't understand what more you would have wanted him to do or say.
I believe in this case, if the court was not going to consider a downward departure, at least consider it, in light of the factual finding of aberrant behavior, it's not as if the factual finding of aberrant behavior is in question. The court made that finding.
Has he served her home confinement?
He has not, Your Honor.
She hasn't served any part of the sentence.
She's been serving on probation, Your Honor. I do not believe she served her home confinement portion.
You say you don't believe. Are you sure?
In speaking to her, Your Honor, it was a little unclear, but my understanding is that she has not yet served that portion.
If she has, then it's moot, right?
That would be correct, Your Honor. It is my understanding that portion has not been served.
And how much lighter can you get than home confinement?
Well,
you can have no imprisonment.
Well, Your Honor, I believe this case would have been an excellent consideration, an excellent case for probation only. I mean, all the factors are in mitigation. There was no factors in aggravation in this case. She didn't, create an artifice. She didn't go out looking for a scheme. She was elderly. She was taking. She double dipped government benefits.
Aggravation to have a sentence.
Well, Your Honor, but I believe in...
Everybody is prima facie entitled to probation. They have to have aggravating circumstance to sentence a person to prison.
No, I don't believe that's the case, Your Honor. But I'm trying to point out that in this case, all of the factors pointed to mitigation. There were no substantial factors in aggravation.
No.
I reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Boutros?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Andrew Boutros on behalf of the United States.
Do you know whether she served her home confinement?
I do not know, Your Honor.
Odd, but neither lawyer knows.
Somebody needs to check.
Yeah, it's
for
moot.
For sure, because it's moot otherwise.
It's kind of
it should be in the docket when it started, when it ended. I mean, that should be part of the... So you need to check.
We'll certainly file a supplemental letter.
It is sort of hard to tell, though.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
It is sort of hard to tell whether she's serving home confinement or just stays home. Right?
It could be, Your Honor. But we will check with probation and file a supplemental letter with the court. Your Honor, the district...
But your opponent said the probation has started. She's on probation. Well, that suggests her sentence has begun, and the home confinement is the first part of the sentence, right?
That is my understanding.
The first 6 months probation to be served as home confinement. So if she's on probation, it must be she's confined at home. Doesn't it mean that?
That certainly is my understanding, and certainly would make sense from the reading of the J&C, the judgment in this case. But because I have not personally checked, I don't want to represent that is the case, Your Honor. Your Honor, at bottom, Ms. Pierce argues here before the court that the district court did not take into account the aberrant nature of her conduct when clearly the district court said that it was taking it into account, raised it multiple times. The record evidence on pages 822, the appendix 22 and 25 makes clear that the district court took that into consideration. And moreover, the district court said that, for a crime like this, which the court found or viewed to be serious, but for that aberrant behavior and some of the other mitigating facts that the court took into account, such as her delusions and her mental health and condition and physical condition and age, it believed that a short period of imprisonment would have been appropriate. And the district court specifically stated that it rejected the idea that straight probation was appropriate in this case. In doing so, it weighed the 3553A factors, it weighed the arguments raised by the parties, and certainly it was a properly calculated guideline range. Finally, Your Honor, obviously because this is a below-guideline sentence, there is a presumption of reasonableness that attaches to it, and we submit that Ms. Pierce has offered nothing to rebut that presumption, unless... there are any questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honors.
So, Mr. Habney, anything further? Okay, thank you. But we would be grateful if counsel could check on her status, whether she has served the home confinement, and say, notify us in a week whether that's correct. Okay. Thank you very much to both counsel.